Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
And today we're bringing you a newbie lesson all about saving money. We're saving money today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to talk in Spanish about this topic. We're going to take a look at a couple of specific words related to money and banks. So why don't we take a look first at our key word?
Ahorrar.
Ahorrar, to save.
Así es, ahorrar.
Okay, so we are saving money, ahorrar dinero. Why don't we take a look at today's dialogue and we'll be back in a bit.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Tienes cuenta de ahorro?
No, tengo una alcancía.
Ya quiero trabajar para ahorrar.
Sí, estoy cansada de estudiar.
Second time.
¿Tienes cuenta de ahorro?
No, tengo una alcancía.
Ya quiero trabajar para ahorrar.
Sí, estoy cansada de estudiar.
Third time.
¿Tienes cuenta de ahorro?
No, tengo una alcancía.
Ya quiero trabajar para ahorrar.
Sí, estoy cansada de estudiar.
All right, we're back, so now let's translate this dialogue.
¿Tienes cuenta de ahorro?
Do you have a savings account?
¿Tienes cuenta de ahorro?
Do you have a savings account?
¿Tienes cuenta de ahorro? No, tengo una alcancía.
No, I have a piggy bank.
No, tengo una alcancía.
Nope, I have a piggy bank.
No, tengo una alcancía. Ya quiero trabajar para ahorrar.
I want to start working to be able to save.
Ya quiero trabajar para ahorrar.
I want to start working to save money.
Ya quiero trabajar para ahorrar. Sí, estoy cansada de estudiar.
Yeah, I'm tired of studying.
Sí, estoy cansada de estudiar.
Yeah, I'm tired of studying.
Sí, estoy cansada de estudiar.
Let's go back to the first sentence. Let's take a look from the very beginning when we ask this question. Do you have a savings account?
Mm-hmm. ¿Tienes cuenta de ahorro?
So we have the verb there, tener. It's in the second person of the present form. Do you have? Do you have a savings account?
Cuenta de ahorro.
Okay, so that is a savings account. Cuenta is account.
Mm-hmm. Ahorro, it means savings.
Okay, and this person says, no, I just have a piggy bank.
No, tengo una alcancía.
Okay, so we have the verb again, tener there, but in this case, it's in the first person of the present form. And we have the noun alcancía.
Mm-hmm. Alcancía. Alcancía, it's in general. It can be the piggy bank, and it can be some other ones.
Just like a money box, or
exactly.
You keep money in a jar.
Exactly.
That's an alcancía. Okay.
Yeah, because if you say piggy banks, you can say alcancía, or you can say cochinito.
Cochinito means piggy.
Uh-huh.
But in this case, the noun alcancía is just a stash of money in general.
Mm-hmm.
And this person is getting kind of excited, saying, I want to start working because I want to save money.
Mm-hmm. Ya quiero trabajar. Para ahorrar.
So we have this first word there, ya. What does that mean?
Already.
Like immediately.
Now, yeah.
Okay, so I want to start working immediately. So we have the verb there, querer.
Quiero.
We have the verb to work.
Trabajar.
We want to start working in order to, para, to save.
Ahorrar. That's our keyword, ahorrar, to save money.
We have two words that look very similar here. We have ahorrar and ahorro. What are the differences?
Ahorrar is the verb and ahorro is the noun.
Okay, so if you save, you have savings.
Tengo un ahorro.
Okay, very good. And we end the dialogue by saying that, yeah, you know what? I'm tired of studying.
Estoy cansada de estudiar.
So we have the verb there, estar. Okay, because we are going to use an adjective. So I am tired. Estoy cansada. In this case, it's a female voice. This is why we use the adjective in the female form. If it was a man, we would say estoy
cansado.
Cansado. Very good. Of studying.
De estudiar.
Okay, so we have the verb there, estudiar.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very simple dialogue. To the point. Why don't we take a look at it again, and we'll be back in a bit.
Dialogue. First time.
¿Tienes cuenta de ahorro?
No, tengo una alcancía.
Ya quiero trabajar para ahorrar.
Sí, estoy cansada de estudiar.
Second time.
¿Tienes cuenta de ahorro?
No, tengo una alcancía.
Ya quiero trabajar para ahorrar.
Sí, estoy cansada de estudiar.
Third time.
¿Tienes cuenta de ahorro?
No, tengo una alcancía.
Ya quiero trabajar para ahorrar.
Sí, estoy cansada de estudiar.
Okay, so talking about bank accounts and saving money, we have a cuenta de ahorros, right? Mm-hmm. A savings account. What about a checking account?
Cuenta corriente.
Okay, so that's a checking account or a like a normal account mm-hmm. for your everyday spending. Cuenta corriente. What if you have an investment account?
Cuenta de inversión.
Okay, very good. And what about when you make a deposit?
Depósito.
Un depósito.
Un depósito.
And to deposit?
Depositar.
Very good. Okay. So as you can see, we're giving you a couple of words and phrases there to help you out when talking about money, specifically bank accounts and things like this. Now, this is interesting because we end the dialogue by the girl saying that she's tired of studying, so she obviously doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
This is very common in Latin America. I think usually in, for example, the States, students will have a part-time job or do something to help pay for their bills or their living expenses because a lot of kids go to other states or other colleges away from home to study. But what about in Latin America?
You know, that's very funny because it's very different. Like, whenever I talk to American Canadians, I mean, they've been working since they were like 15, you know, like in Blockbusters,
McDonald's,
like waitress, so many jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in our cultures, it's more like you should study. And
that's your job.
It. That's your job, yeah. So that's why the person here is complaining because as a student, obviously, you just have the money that your parents give you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always thinking, oh, I want to work so I can have my own money, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's very different. I think it's changing now.
Yeah,
now a lot of people is working and studying.
Yeah, it is changing a little bit. But I think in many other countries as well, as cost of living gets higher, people don't go away for college. They study in the same city where they live. So they live with their parents and they study. But also, you know, our university schedules are very different and it's very hard to work and study. Because in the U.S., you know, you have classes in the morning so you can take a part-time job in the afternoon or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Latin America, it's crazy because maybe you have class from 9 to 11 and then you have a break until 1 and then you have class from 1 to 3
mm-hmm.
and then you have another break and then you have classes from like 5 to 7. So
exactly.
It's impossible to work.
Exactly. I mean, I worked during my university, but in campus.
Okay, so you were like in the library or something?
No.
What were you doing?
No, I was a TA of like a teacher.
Oh, okay.
So it was great because I was doing a lot of research.
Yeah, I think this is a very common situation. And also, I think maybe the mentality of Hispanics in general, I know many of my friends and my parents as well, they always told me that your obligation is to study.
Exactly.
That's your only job in mm-hmm. this house.
Exactly.
And it's different, but this is usually the Hispanic mentality.
Oh.
An interesting topic to continue talking about on our website. And of course, if you have any questions about the lesson or any lesson topic suggestions, you can also come to our website, SpanishPod.com. Leave your comments on the lessons page.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.